Okay, the City of Milwaukee's Anti-Graffiti Policy Committee will now come to order. On my far left is Mr. Dave Rotter. To his right is Mr. Reggie Moore. To my immediate right is Mike Miller. And to my immediate left here is Staff Assistant Joanna Planco. And then we're also joined by a representative from the City Attorney's Office. And Alderman Witkowski and Donovan are excused for this meeting. First item on the agenda is review and approval of the minutes of the July 26th meeting. Mr. Miller moves approval, there being no objection, so ordered. Item number two, Department of Neighborhood Services update. Morning, Mr. Mashevsky.
Good morning. Tom Mashevsky, Department of Neighborhood Services, and Sharon Blando, Department of Neighborhood Services as well.
Good morning. As you can see from your charts, did everybody get a copy of the charts? Excellent. As you can see from the charts, graffiti has definitely decreased from 2009 to 2010. The statistics actually show that it's going back down to our more average type numbers, as you can see, 2006, 2007, and 8, and 10 will be about the same. My projections for 2010 is that we'll probably have about 5,000 graffiti incidents reported to the hotline, which is going to which is more of the average as compared to 2009. And a couple of the reasons for that is that we have been deploying our volunteers, and Operation Payback started in 2008, and they're doing even more out in the field. They're very exceptional, and their cleanup efforts are making a huge impact. Which I think I say just about every time I'm here, but it is one of the reasons that you can see the numbers that are that they're down. Our garbage and recycle carts are still being done by the St. Benedict Center. They have done over 2,000 carts this year, and we very much appreciate their efforts. Of course, the quick removal is always something that we are looking for, and as you know, our department has put resources out to other inspectors in the nuisance and vector section, and we are getting a quicker turnaround even from people that have not gotten on board with removing graffiti, although most business owners are know our program and they don't want the graffiti and they take it down right away. But even our turnaround for the properties where we have to send it to a contractor, that time frame has diminished immensely, and it shows by our statistics. The taggers in the last 3 years have changed tremendously. There's quite a few taggers that used to be out in 2006 and you don't see their tag anymore. However, on the east side, there's so many new taggers that have unfortunately filled their spot. We do have one tagger that was arrested as a juvenile, and unfortunately his name came across in a court case this month, and he was arrested as an adult. And this is something that we really don't want to see. We're hoping that Operation Payback or the people that he goes out with community service for can mentor them and keep them from returning to this type of vandalism. So the east side has about 30% of our graffiti. It actually goes from Farwell to North 35th and Locust to Juneau. 50% of our graffiti is from South First Street or KK, depending if you're that far south, to South 35th Street, and from Pierce to Howard. The remaining graffiti is throughout the city. The graffiti on the south side is increased in gang communication type graffiti. So you're going to see on the south side large letters, not just the smaller tags that have mainly been affecting the city. So we have been sending out volunteers to clean this up immediately, proactive. This is a type of the graffiti that we're talking about. You can see that it covers most of the garage doors, and it took our volunteers 2 days to clean up the one alley because everything from the utility poles to the recycle carts to the garage doors were hit. So that is quite an extensive amount of cleanup for this type of graffiti. Now, one of the other things that we have is that why we're having a decrease in graffiti is that we have been funded with more funds for 2010 than we did in 2009. And we have put this out for sweeps, proactive cleanups, even by our contractors. So we have our contractors also augmenting our volunteers and being able to do more sweeps out there. And I'm just going to pass this picture and this chart around so that you can get an idea of the number of dollars as compared to the number of incidents. Thank you very much. We are also doing educational for the adults. We have been again advocating the WeTip hotline. You may have seen the on the back of the buses where we're asking people to call into WeTip. In 2007, it was very successful to the arrest and conviction of 10 taggers. I have not received any information yet to see if anybody has called in, but we are promoting the WeTip hotline for any type of crime, and in our case, especially graffiti vandalism. The district attorney's office continues to be always feeding us information regarding the vandals, and the community conferencing for the Illinois taggers who were arrested in February. That is probably going to be scheduled in the near future on a Friday, and if there's any of the aldermen who are interested in attending that, I will send you an email letting you know the day and the time. One of the other things that we did for our educational is that we did have, actually before the last meeting, we did have the conference by Sergeant Dwight Waldo, who gave a seminar regarding taggers and the graffiti culture. I did receive some feedback that they felt that they did have a positive experience from attending this class, but that's something that you could probably ask some of MPD how they also liked the class. The National Ace Hardware has supplied us with a pressure washer. We actually purchased it from them, and the pressure washer is going to be used by Operation Payback and other volunteers. And now this will give us a means to remove graffiti from cement, block, concrete, areas that before that we were not able to remove it from because we were limited mainly to removing it from wood surfaces where we could do a paint over. MPD did have a training provided by National ACE. Actually, there were three training sessions, and other volunteers also attended. And Chris Buttram from National ACE did an excellent job for this training. And the pressure washer will also be stored at MPD District Number 2 Garage. This actually ends my report. Are there any questions?
Yeah, Ms. Blandell, you highlighted a number of different initiatives that helped with the quick removal of graffiti, which also has contributed to the reduction of incidents of graffiti. Is there anything else that you can pinpoint that's going on that would help account for the significant reduction in graffiti incidents?
Actually, we have another business improvement district that started on the south side, and along KK Avenue, it has this business improvement district that has started up just a few months ago has really made an impact in the Bayview area, and we're really appreciative to our bids because they remove an incredible amount of graffiti, and of course they do it at mainly their cost, and they are their organization and their dedication to removing the graffiti is one of the reasons that it's decreased. And the bid that is operating along KK has made a great impact, and perhaps you being the alderman for that area, maybe you have noticed it yourself.
Oh, yeah,
And if I could, I think what you're seeing, too, is there's been a very substantial coordinated effort on behalf of a number of entities to really tackle graffiti this year. You know, we saw that spike in numbers, and council and mayor had appropriated additional funds, and that is the anticipation in the mayor's budget is there'll be the same level of funding going into 2011 to address graffiti. And those funds enable us to be proactive, to do sweeps, to supply the materials, and the things for Operation Payback. We've had other partners that have helped us. Sharon mentioned the bids. Milwaukee Christian Center has been a great partner with us. DPW, of course, and MPD, who really coordinates Operation Payback. And we want to thank those folks because without all these entities working together, you know, and coordinating our efforts, we don't see these kind of results. So we're appreciative, and we hope to continue this in 2011. As the budget goes through the cycle, we hope that there'll be adequate funds for graffiti.
Good. And I'd just like to add that the KK bid utilizes the services of Milwaukee Christian Center, and they deserve a lot of credit and kudos for the quick removal of the graffiti along KK. Any further questions?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Moore?
Question that I had was in regards to funding for the WETIP, because I think, you know, one of the things that you mentioned in terms of this report is really about the number of calls to the DNS hotline. I remember last year I saw a lot of billboards around WETIP, and I don't know if there was additional funding outside of Milwaukee that came to support that, but just wondering if those levels, funding for billboards and signs, if that's the same for this year. Is there a difference between last year and this year in terms of funding?
The funding for this year was increased over 2009.
Okay.
However, the 2010 and 2011 budgets, that the proposed budget from the mayor, do call for continued level of graffiti funding for 2011, same as 2010.
Okay. I was just wondering if that accounted for the high number of calls in 2009. And maybe there's cause for celebration, the fact that it's down this year, even though the funding for the WETIP mm-hmm. is still there. So people know about the hotline, and they would most likely call it.
Okay. Any further questions, comments? There being none, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Moving along to item number 3, police department update. Good morning.
Morning. Captain Gaglione wasn't able to make it. I'm Officer Kupsik from the 5th District on Captain Hudson's behalf. I don't have any particular update, as I don't have any of the typical numbers or anything like that, but be happy to field any questions that you might have.
Okay. Any questions? Okay, well, that was quick. Okay.
Thank you
very much. Okay. Item number, we're going to skip item 4 and move over to item 5, Department of Public Works update. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Paul Novotny from the Department of Public Works. We coordinate our abatement out of our yard up on 35th and Capitol. And normally we have two bridge and iron painters assigned, and they go out and abate graffiti. We had some surprise retirements this year, so what we did, which was a little bit different from other years, we had some transitional duty employees, they're city employees that have been injured on the job. And we would put one of those people out with one of the tradesmen, one of the painters. And we were able to get 1 to 2 crews out, sometimes 3 crews, through the summer so we could go out and abate graffiti. We're always working through the list that we get from the graffiti hotline. We do have some locations that we find ourselves. And, of course, there's aldermanic complaints and some direct calls from the call center that we get. I would say that the hot spots that we had are pretty much on the east side and the near south side. And that's what I have for you today. Do you have any questions?
Questions? Good, boys. We're going to move along quick today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. District Attorney's Office update. I don't see anybody from the District Attorney's Office, so I'll move along to the Milwaukee Christian Center. I see Mr. Van Alstyne here. Morning.
Michael Van Alstyne, Project Director at Milwaukee Christian Center.
Okay.
passing out a report. I think similar to what Sharon reported on, the first page has data for 09 association removal and 2010. It's really essentially identical, 168 in 09, 169 for 2010. Next page is what we've done with neighborhood services, combining BI code, matching dollar, and BI sweep. For 2010, we've done more work than 09, but if you look at it, the lion's share is an increase in BI sweep. We've done less work, fee-for-service. Those are jobs where individuals, either business owners or private individuals, would call us to remove graffiti on a fee-for-service case-by-case basis. And that has decreased in some respects. If you look at it, 30 of those jobs were done January, February, or March of 09, when we had just a massive sort of spread of graffiti in 09. And I think that reflected some of the work. On residential, we've also done less residential graffiti. Similar to what Sharon had said, in 09, we were requested by DNS to add an extra crew, which we did in the spring of 09. That concentrated just on residential graffiti. Consequently, we ended up burning up our money by, I think, beginning of October of 09. This year, we've just sort of budgeted to spread out the money through the whole year, so we should be able to do residential graffiti, through December. We also did not have money from MAWIB for graffiti trainees, which meant then we didn't have a second crew during the summer that just once more concentrated on residential graffiti. I'm willing to take any questions on this report or anything else.
Okay. Any questions?
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Moore?
Your services are citywide in terms of the residential fee for service?
Yes.
Okay.
I think maybe the drop in graffiti is, having some impact on this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And
you're
again,
welcome.
Thank you for your fine work on KK. I know that you removed that graffiti next day.
Thank you. We try, and sometimes we succeed better than others. Sometimes,
okay, but. Good. Okay, update from business improvement districts related to their graffiti levels and graffiti removal efforts. Okay, no one here for that. And then the update from private entities receiving city funds for anti-graffiti efforts. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Just to clarify about the partnerships that you heard this morning with Operation Payback, Safe and Sound has Aaron Edwards from Safe and Sound. It's Maria Sandoval. We've since 2008 have been collaborating with Captain Gaglione since 2008 with Alderman Donovan on Operation Payback. Since then, organizing the different efforts in the community with our CLO officers, those respected districts. To talk about the numbers, year to date with Operation Payback, we've removed 500 instances of graffiti and also 10,000 square feet combination of gain and tagging graffiti so far. So again, you've heard other people talk about those collaborations and how we've all worked together to tackle these issues, not only in District 2, but also in District 5. We work so together. We've done those collaborations. To date, offenders have logged over 460 hours of service to the community for districts 2 and 5 combined. Also, we've had, weekly meetings. We meet every week with our CLOs to plan out different areas of attack that we're going to go in the communities. Not only do we do graffiti, which is our number one tactic, but we also do garage numbering with the fenders, and we also do neighborhood cleanup. So it's a combination of three efforts that we do when we're out every week with these offenders. Also, just to give another update, Sharon also mentioned that she, through DNS, purchased our power washer, which has been great. Usually in the past, we would have to leave a lot of brick buildings or businesses because we didn't have the tools to do so. Now we do have that. It's been great. We put it to work last week. Prior to that, we, like Sharon said before, we coordinated a training with Chris from National Ace Hardware, where we trained 2nd District and 5th District employees and also our own co-workers to learn the safeties of the machine and the know-how of the machine. And today, we tackled about five major areas of brick, trying to get the know-how, trying to get the machine use, and so far it's been great, and we want to thank DNS again for that that powerful tool that we've been using.
And then we also want to say that without the grant that we received from the city, mm-hmm. We wouldn't be able to do this, and we want to thank Sharon Blando for her support of our project. Also, we are currently in the process of conducting anti-graffiti surveys, both in District 2 and 5, and just kind of raising awareness about graffiti, talking to residents about how to report it, and doing the survey with them. We are required to do 200 surveys for the grant. And then we also, I passed out a sheet, an article. In August, we had two sessions that our agency organized for graffiti removal in District 5, and this included law enforcement, our offenders, the community, and also two different groups from Manpower, one from their legal department and one from their financial department, that all came out and helped to pick up trash, remove graffiti, and do garage numbering. So we really had, this year we've been having good success with the project, and there's a lot of work out there, or a lot of work that we can be doing. So we really appreciate that we have that grant.
Just to add on that, the special outreach that we did with Manpower is one of our unique efforts that we're trying to do, is spread the word of the different operations that we're doing, such as Operation Payback, to get the word out there to some of these organizations who then might see the unique collaborations that we have here in the city, and also might want to contribute to those efforts in the future.
Okay. Mr. Miller?
You talked about the graffiti removal was conducted by over 86 volunteers. You have an idea over 86. Does that comprise the group that you were talking about? It's quite a few volunteers.
Yes, that would be the two groups or the two sessions that we conducted in August.
Who were those people?
And those were people from Manpower, the offenders that attend District 5, Police Department, and then residents, and then our safe and sound staff.
Okay. And then here, 120 hours by former offenders. Do you know how many offenders? You know, when you put in 120 hours, 10 offenders or?
That was probably a group of over 12, I would say. And it was two sessions, and it was from like 10 o'clock till probably 4.
4 in a day, yeah, each time.
So
120 hours.
And I could be, yeah, I could be, the hours could be off here, but I'm trying to remember what time we started that project in the morning. But it was an all-day project on both, for both sessions.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, did you want to?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Mr.
All right. I first just want to say this is an amazing job and commend you on the work that you're doing. The only question that I had is, do you actually get referrals of young people who've been convicted or charged of graffiti offenses, or is it mostly young people who aren't?
Yeah, we do. Actually, we're currently working with a few that are going through a DPA, and what we're seeing is we get a lot of the graffiti offenders that need to complete a DPA, and then we'll actually have them coordinate with their probation and parole officer to come to either District 2 or District 5 to complete Operation Payback.
And are you tracking recidivism at all, or if they reoffend?
Year-to-date, we haven't.
Okay.
But I think we're going to, because we're having a bigger caseload of that, we are going to start tracking that to see if they do reoffend.
Okay.
Now, for the next meeting, which will be December 6th at 10:30, what I'd like is for you and DNS, DPW, Police Department, anybody that comes before here, to share with us, you know, very briefly what your thoughts are in terms of things that perhaps we could do that we're not doing. That is to say, I'm very encouraged and pleased by the positive direction that the graffiti has taken in its downward slope. However, I want to keep the pressure on and come up with creative and new initiatives that we could add to the already, you know, healthy mix of initiatives that we have in place. So is everybody familiar with that? Okay, good. Okay, thank you very much for your report. Appreciate it, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Okay, so the last item is will be the next meeting date and time. And like I said, that will be Monday, December 6th at 10:30. And there being no further business before this committee, this meeting is adjourned.